Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts.
O Lord, avenging God, appear. Judge of the earth, arise, give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? They bluster with arrogant speech. The evildoers boast to each other. They crush your people, Lord. They afflict the ones you have chosen. They kill the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless child. And they say, the Lord does not see me. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Mark this, most senseless of people, fools, when will you understand? Can he who made the ear not hear? Can he who formed the eye not see? Will he who corrects nations not punish? Will he who teaches men not have knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of men. He knows they are no more than a breath. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Happy the man whom you teach, O Lord, whom you train by means of your law. To him you give peace in evil days, while the pit is being dug for the wicked. The Lord will not abandon his people, nor forsake those who are his own. For judgment shall again be just, and all true hearts shall uphold it. Who will stand up for me against the wicked? Who will defend me against those who do evil? If the Lord were not to help me, I would soon go down into the silence. When I think I have lost my foothold, your mercy, Lord, holds me up. When cares increase in my heart, your consolation calms my soul. Can judges who do evil be your friends? They do injustice under cover of law. They attack the life of the just and condemn innocent blood. As for me, the Lord will be a stronghold. My God will be the rock where I take refuge. He will repay them for their wickedness, destroy them for their evil deeds. The Lord our God will destroy them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, you taught your disciples not to fear the world. Do not abandon your inheritance to sinners, nor ignore the power of the enemy against the church. Grant us always to seek the wisdom of the cross and the blessing of those who suffer for the sake of justice. May we always be filled with your happiness.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
A reading from the book of Acts. Through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders occurred among the people. And more believers, men and women in great numbers, were continually added to the Lord. A word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I have held fast to Christ's message.
I have kept the precepts he gave me. Let us pray. O God, who through the blessed Apostle John have unlocked for us the secrets of your word, grant, we pray, that we may grasp with proper understanding what he has so marvelously brought to our ears. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.